episode number 142. Too much to list, just listen.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, that's right, we're back at you. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Ready for another exciting episode?
This is going to be jam-packed.
Yeah.
Because we got, you know, we have to make up for last week.
Yeah, well, and we released two episodes last week as well.
Yeah, because that was going to go for...
Wow, bonus.
Forever. Yeah. So this one might be a little long, too. We got a lot to cover. We're going to talk a little bit about the last two podcasts, or the single episode split up into
okay.
two. Talk a little bit about a board upgrade that we just did that you may have noticed, well, I guess it'd be yesterday.
Yep.
Talk about some recent Camaro pictures that came out. Maybe some voicemails and some emails.
Oh,
and,
yeah, we've got a couple of those saved
and
up.
And some mishmash of other things. So,
I guess... why don't you lead it off?
Well, I think I probably ought to address last week's podcast.
Okay.
When we had the focus group members, the disciples,
right.
if you will. There's been some confusion on how the disciples were picked.
Okay.
There's been some mutterings of...
collusion?
I think that's the right way to put it. Just for those who don't know or just don't quite understand, all of the 15 focus group members were we were picked because we are known in the Camaro community. And there's a lot of people that submitted an essay in a semi-private forum. I think it was GMinsiders.com,
yeah.
Which was a forum set up for people in the industry, people in General Motors, even dealers, and some of the people involved in the media that focus around Camaro, including you and I, Chris.
Right.
And out of all those people, there was a few hundred people there
at least, were
considered the who's who
yeah.
of the Camaro and General Motors in itself. And there was an open invitation for those members to submit an essay on why... you should be on a focus panel, and we all submitted, a bunch of people submitted, and some people got picked based on their location, their age, their income, their background.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a wide variety.
There was a huge variety.
Because, I mean, we've got some Canadian members,
mm-hmm.
and spread out over the United States.
And, yeah, and it even, they asked for which cars you currently own, which cars you previously own.
Right.
And they took a pretty healthy cross-section of a wide range of Camaro enthusiasts, not just anybody, Camaro enthusiasts, because they didn't want somebody coming in there being a wise ass and saying, oh, yeah, this car sucks. And then,
yeah, why don't you build a Firebird?
Yeah, why don't you build a Firebird? Or, gosh, you know, you should make it like a Mustang. Or, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that's how we got picked. And because we got picked, we were in charge of giving our opinion based on what feedback has been given to us, as well as our own personal opinion.
And how much is GM paying you?
Well, they didn't pay us anything.
Okay.
There's no check waiting at the end of the focus group that has a bunch of zeros on it in front of any number.
Oh, so you're going to get a free Camaro, though?
No.
Oh.
No, we get a terrific experience out of it. We get a couple of nice meals and an open bar, which I took well advantage of. But we don't get paid to do this. We get a great experience.
Yeah.
And that's...
Well, that's what it's all about.
Well, right. But they don't hand us a check as we walk out the door and say, okay, here's your money. Now go out and say good things about this car, no matter what you thought this weekend.
Right.
It has nothing to do with how many cars I own. And I'm going to speak on behalf of the rest of the disciples. It has nothing to do with which generations of cars I owned or did own or do own or whatever. Because it's not that determines us as Camaro enthusiasts. What determines us as Camaro enthusiasts is how well we represent that car. And this is not exclusive to me or you, Chris,
right.
or any car. Honda, Toyota, you name it, freaking Mini Cooper. It's not exclusive to that. It's how well you represent the car that defines you as a car enthusiast. And over the past 12 years, Chris, and I think you can back me up, and I think just about anybody who knows me well can back me up on this as well, that I have done nothing but represent this car with genuine attempt and intent over the past 12 years, and I defy anybody out there to prove to me otherwise. It's how I represent the car. It's not how many cars I've owned, what cars I do own.
You have to have a certain passion for the vehicle. And it doesn't matter how many of the cars or how much money you have to buy these cars. That doesn't define a true enthusiast.
It's how the car is represented.
Exactly.
I'm saying that the enthusiasts that were selected to be disciples said what they thought of the car. I mean, they didn't even tell us what to say. They told us what we could say if we wanted to. They told us what we shouldn't say because...
Well, obviously some things are confidential.
Exactly. And we had to sign a pretty serious non-disclosure agreement that if we did let the things out that we are dying, believe me, we're dying to let these things out and to tell everybody how cool it is.
Yeah.
Or how bad it is in some cases.
Yeah.
There are very serious financial and legal penalties to breaking that contract.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
And I'm not going to get my 5 minutes of fame to make everybody go, wow, that's pretty cool, to take that penalty.
Yeah.
We don't even know if we're going to go back. Yeah. But we don't want to ruin the chance.
Exactly.
I just gotta make it clear that in our last podcast, when we had the disciples here, people accuse us of being cheerleaders for the car.
Oh.
Well, you know what? At first I'm like, that is the stupidest thing I've heard. But the more I thought about it, that's kind of what what we do.
Yeah.
That's why we put 12 years of our lives into this website.
Of course.
As a side project that we really don't get paid for. We do it for fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're cheerleading the car. When you come to CamaroZ28.com, the all-Camaro website, do you expect us to go, well, I'm not supposed to say this, but the car really sucks when it doesn't. Everything that we said.
No doubt.
Everything that we said, we mean.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. And when it comes out, people can agree or disagree. It's our opinion on what we feel, and that's the way it is. And I'm going to close the door on this one because I got more cool things to talk about.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Damn. So, Chris, tell us about the board upgrade.
Well, this morning we both got up at 6 a.m. to upgrade the newest version of V-Bulletin 3.7.
You can tell.
Yeah. Oh, I've been up for a while. I was at a party last night till 1. I got up at 6. Anyways. there's going to be a lot of cool new features that we're going to be introducing probably very soon that are incorporated into 3.7. We're just kind of working the kinks out of it right now.
Yeah.
They're in there. They're just not turned on yet.
Yeah, we got to kind of ease into it.
Yeah.
You know, when you build a kick-ass engine in your car, you don't take it immediately to the drag strip.
And redline it.
First turn of the key.
But yeah, keep your eyes out, and you can go ahead and post. You made a post in the site news and suggestions forum.
Yeah, site news and announcements forum.
That's letting everybody know that we did this, and you know, if you see something wacky here and there.
Just hang on until we're done.
Yeah. And you know, if you see anything really out of sorts, you can go ahead and post in there and just let us know.
Yeah. Yeah, we're working on it, though, so things are going to look maybe different in some places.
But yeah.
We are definitely working on it, and I think you guys are going to like what we gradually introduce as time goes on.
Yeah.
So we got some interesting car pictures over the past week that have been released.
Yeah.
One was of the Camaro, well, allegedly the Camaro.
Going down the assembly line?
Going down an assembly line. And I've got conveyor and auto plant experience, and I can kind of tell what's going on there, and it's pretty neat. If you take a look, and I mentioned this on the board, and I just talked to you, Chris, about this. If you look at the picture of the body going down the assembly line, you'll notice the shape of the door ring, the ring that the door sits in. That's a one-piece unit. That is stamped from one piece.
One piece?
One piece. It is not welded except to the rest of the car.
Yeah,
but I mean,
obviously,
that whole piece runs from the door jam where the hinges sit all the way back to the taillights and all the way up the B pillar and C pillar.
Nice
and over
and clean.
Yep. It's for strength, rigidity, and safety.
Mm.
Oh, and lightness.
Yeah.
Less welds, less weight. So check it out. Jalopnik brought those out, and we got them posted there. I want to say it's in the general news section. And along that, we got some engine pics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some pictures were released. Well, I don't know if they were released, but there's, I think, some more spy shots of the V6 cars.
Mm-hmm.
The very car you got to drive, wasn't it, last week?
No, ours was...
A different color?
Ours was... That was an Ivor car.
Oh, okay.
Ours was a... production, or damn close to production.
Okay.
Not too much difference, except one just gets stomped on like crazy.
Right.
But
well, it's had the same engine.
Exactly. The one that we're all very impressed with.
Yeah. Very cool. Check out those pictures.
Mm-hmm. I think the engine pictures might have been moved into the powertrain forum. They get
I think so.
In the general news, but then after a while, they get moved to the appropriate forum. Very cool stuff. I'm glad that things are kind of coming along.
Yeah.
Can you believe, we say this a lot, but can you believe that it's
less than a year?
Yeah.
Hey, can you just imagine? I think in less than a year we could have one of these in our driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sweet, huh?
Maybe by the end of the year we'll be able to stick our orders in.
Yeah.
Like officially.
Yeah.
Not on the sly with a dealer that likes to talk fast.
I think I'm the only Corvette guy who actually bought a Corvette to tide me over till the new Camaro comes out so I could trade it in and get a new Camaro. I don't think a lot of Corvette people would be happy with that.
We talked about that before.
I know.
All right. Moving on.
Contest.
Our wiki contest is bombing.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because people are intimidated by the wiki.
I was. That could be.
Yeah, I mean, it took me a while to get used to it, but once it's really easy.
It is. In fact, I'm going to make like a video on how to create a new wiki entry.
Okay.
And it'll also pretty much tell people how to create entries into the contest. We're giving away a brand new set of Nitto tires of your choice.
We've got a ton of prizes. We just want to give to you guys, but you need to create wiki entries.
Right. And because we haven't had a whole lot of action to the contest, we're going to have to extend it another month.
Right, because otherwise we're just going to have to give them all to that son of a bitch, Jake Robb.
I just thought of last week's ending of the podcast. Yeah, because he's, you know, the only one that actually... Well, no, there's a couple other ones. But look, the bottom line is it's really easy. It's easier than you think. We're going to show you how, and then we're going to give you some cool prizes for doing it.
Okay.
Like, cool prizes.
Yeah.
You know, and if people don't listen, we'll just extend it another month, and after that, I'm just going to keep the shit. I don't care. So, you know, head over to CamaroWiki.com in the meantime and check it out. Get a jump start on everybody else.
If you got a question, just email us.
Yeah, we'll be happy to help.
Oh, man.
We want to give this stuff away. It makes us feel good. And to email us or call us, it's really easy as well. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That leads us into our next segment, which is our voicemail and email segment. We've been
holding off a couple
of these here.
Because last week was pretty packed.
Yeah.
Hit the email there. What you got?
Yeah, this one comes from our good friend Harwant Sethi.
Oh, boy.
He says, "Hey, guys. I'd just like to thank the guys for, at least on the posts I've seen, keeping the site attitude good. Otherwise, I am seriously contemplating a Sky Redline or a Solstice GXP. But I also wonder if I should wait for the Camaro. If I buy one, it'll be a base V6 or Turbo 4. But I'll load it just to keep costs down. Any suggestions will be great. P.S. The wiki is definitely good, but it could use a blog or a purposeful area for threads, posts, and blogs."
Oh,
Harwant Sethi.
Interesting.
Yeah?
Very interesting. Well, can't blame you for wanting something cool.
Yeah. I would say hold off
on
getting that Redline or Solstice. You said you're going to buy a base V6 or Turbo 4.
I don't know about the Turbo 4 thing just yet. There was really no mention.
What do you think if he bought that V6? Would he be pretty happy with it?
I think so. I'm not kidding. As long as I had another V8 in the garage, I'd be happy driving the V6 like daily.
Yeah.
That's a perfect daily driver.
Cool.
So they mentioned, I don't know if I can mention this. I'll just put it this way. And this hasn't been posted anywhere to my knowledge.
Okay.
The tire selection on certain versions of the Camaro was done very carefully to the degree where they have, I forgot which one or even which tire or which model, but I know that it was mentioned that they have 80% the capability of a snow tire in an all-season tire.
That's good to hear, especially living here in Michigan.
Damn right. So that's when I say that a V6 car would not make a bad daily driver. If you want to drive a Camaro year-round, you could do it, especially with the advances in Stabilitrack and
ABS.
ABS.
Absolutely.
It's not a problem anymore. We're not driving big old 5,000-pound Chrysler Cordoba with fine Corinthian leather or whatever. I turned into Transylvanian. I meant to be Ricardo Montalban, but that's as good as it's going to get.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so not to get too far off there. What else did he say here? The wiki needs what?
Blogs and a purposeful area for threads, posts, and blogs.
Hmm.
Well, isn't that what the message board is for?
Kind of. we'll keep working on things. Promise.
Yeah.
Promise. What do you got, an email?
Let's go with a voicemail.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool.
Chris, Jason, what's up, man? It's Dave. Hey, as far as gas mileage for motorcycles, they vary quite dramatically. I'm hoping my bikes get close to 40, and it's a ZX6R. So, anyways, see you guys. Bye.
Cool, Dave.
Cool. Thanks, Dave. Everybody, 40 miles per gallon.
That's
huh?
our old friend Dave Deal.
Yeah.
Longtime friend of ours.
My dad stopped someone the other day when he was going in a store. They were driving a Harley. And he's like, hey, do you mind what kind of gas mileage you get on that thing? He said it was a new Harley.
Yeah.
And the guy said he gets 70.
70?
70 miles a gallon.
Jeez. Jeez. Well, thanks for that tip. We talked about that a couple podcasts ago. Thanks,
yeah.
Dave. We're
yeah.
kind of curious about that. Yeah. Got an email here.
Okay.
What do we got here? This comes in from Howard Alexander. And the message is, what happened to the cool gas cap on the left rear quarter? Obviously talking about the concept.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it there anyway. Spilled yeah. gas all over the paint.
Yeah, wasn't it like that on like the old 66 Charger?
Something
right up on
like
the back
that.
There?
Yeah. Yeah. It had to get moved over to the passenger side for that reason. It also had to meet crash and fire safety standards.
Obviously.
In a different location. And I would think primarily that the reason why I got moved over to the passenger side, which I know pisses a lot of people off, but because the car is majority of it is Australian design. That's how they do things in Australia.
Oh.
So it would probably cost way too much to re-engineer it to the other side, believe it or not. They'd of course pass those savings on to us.
Okay.
And so I can deal with pulling up the other side of the pump. It's not that big of a deal to me as far as dollars and cents.
Yep.
Thanks
for
that.
Just
one.
Look at your gas gauge. It'll tell you what side it's on.
A little arrow.
Yeah.
Good one though. Good call on that. Got another voicemail? We did say this is going to run long, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Chris and Jason, what's up? This is SAD1 from the board. And Jason, it's Fahad. You said it first, but then after you just butchered it. But you know what? It's all right. You know, a Camaro guy could mess it up, but never a Mustang guy. But anyways, I'm glad that it seems that you're enjoying your visit at the Proving Grounds. And I just had a couple of questions, a couple of things on my mind. One is that, is the team focusing on the competition that is about to come out, as well as the current competition? And second of all, was there anything about, you know, the pricing that was being disclosed to you? And tell us some other good stuff that you can reveal that won't hurt the project itself. I'm glad it seems that you're having a great time, and I'm glad that you had a great time, and I'm looking to hear your guys' response. All right, take care, guys.
Yeah, good one. Focusing on the competition, without a doubt. In fact, you know, whenever any company comes out with something, they don't want to say, I don't want to be as good as the competition.
Did they bring up any competition names?
They mentioned the Mustang often.
Challenger?
They did mention Challenger as
okay.
well. As far as the reference points. They look, I'm not going to bullshit anybody. They showed us a lot of numbers, okay?
Yeah.
They showed us a lot of numbers, very specific numbers on what they were targeting. And they compared to the Mustang and the Challenger. V6 and V8.
Nice.
The thing about the Mustang is that it's not always evenly matched. That GT500 seems to come up a lot, and it's an expensive car. It's a rare car. It's I don't know if there's going to be an exact match for it. And this is my opinion.
Right.
Okay, this has nothing to do with the focus group, but since it gets brought up a lot, that GT500 thing is kind of a thorn in the side because that more gears up lining up to a Corvette.
Yeah, and Corvette has the ZR1 now too.
Well, then it doesn't match up at all. But what I'm saying is that the GT500 is Ford's Corvette. If you think about it, and this is again my opinion. They didn't mention specific model numbers either way. Just to mention that pricing, no, they usually determine pricing just before the car is like released to the public. It's like one of the last things they do.
Well, they have to have the pricing information to order the car, right?
Not necessarily.
No,
it can be done. With GM's permission, provided the dealerships get proper sales training, because every time there's a new vehicle introduced, General Motors likes to train the salespeople so they don't misrepresent the car.
Okay.
Because dealers never do that.
Never. Oh, God.
And it can be orders can be placed or preferenced without exact pricing information. I would think that GM would give a window
but not exact numbers, because when they start being produced, there are cost overruns or underruns that determine the final outcome that can't be foreseen until they're actually in the production state.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think in terms of ordering a car. If you don't know the pricing, what's to stop the dealership from adding on a huge markup on the car?
I don't know that one. Yeah. But that is a definite issue. And Chris, you and I are working on helping to put members together with dealers that will not charge over MSRP.
Absolutely.
Another project that's going to happen, month or two?
Yeah.
Not far away.
Yeah.
Thanks for that clarification on your name and the questions, and good stuff, man.
Yeah.
I got another email, right?
Yeah.
I already read that one. Okay, this one comes from Adam. He says, my name is Adam Spiro. I'm 22 years old and live in the Los Angeles area. Just saying hi to a fellow Camaro enthusiast, and also hope, you have a great website. Cool.
Thanks, Adam.
We don't get those like we used to.
No, we don't.
You know, just like, hey, man, check it out. Remember when the internet was cool and you just send an email and say, hey, man, nice site.
Yeah.
I like it. Keep up the good work.
Oh,
never
dude,
get those
I've got
anymore.
I've got a lot of those saved from the mid 90s.
I got some from when our site was in its infancy.
Yeah, I know.
We get emails from around the world.
Yeah.
From I remember there's like Nottinghamshire, England or something. Keep up the great work, lads.
Yeah. Okay, we have one more voicemail, and this one is a doozy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Dude, you guys, man, this is like a tree strung down. Like, what do you think of that new Camaro, man? Like, what do you think is going to be like, seriously?
All right.
You think it's going to seriously fucking beat out the fucking ZR1 Corvette?
We're so high right now.
Give me a call back, man. Seriously. Dude, like, don't take this personally, but you guys rock. You guys are the shit. Jason Devler, Chris Preza, you guys are like the fucking shit. You guys like invented Motel Muscle, dude. You guys are like the fucking shit. I bow to you guys. You guys have a good day.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Wow.
That is the coolest voicemail we've ever gotten. Hands down.
Oh my God.
I thought pot was illegal.
Wow.
If it was, half the board would be in trouble.
Wow.
I mean, well, you know.
I don't know what else to say to that.
Well, let's see. We didn't invent Motown Muscle. We were there for the
construction
of
it.
Yeah, but we really kind of just, we had something to do with the initial growth of it, just kind of helping it get along. But once it was on its legs, and we just said, hey, it's all yours now. Good luck to it. And
yeah.
It's pretty cool. No, we don't think that the next Corvette is going to beat the ZR1. Didn't he say something like that?
The Camaro. The next Camaro beat the ZR1.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said Corvette.
Oh, geez. See, osmosis, man, right through.
I know.
I'm still kind of messed up over that one.
You can smell it right through the phone watch.
You got any chips?
Holy cow.
Dude, I need some White Castle. Let's go. It'll take us forever to get there going 4 miles an hour. There's nothing more to say.
I know.
Thanks for that. I kind of wish we got more of those because they're fun. But
yeah.
We do have to wrap it up, don't we?
We're running late. Sure do.
Listen, you guys know how to get a hold of us. We appreciate everybody for listening, whether your opinions differ from ours or not.
Exactly.
And we'll see you on the boards, and see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Episode number 142. Too much to listen.